Do you think that at this point in your life you're more shaped by being from Wisconsin or having been other places?
Oh, I think Wisconsin. Growing up in Wisconsin, again, having a childhood at the time in the 50s and 60s in Wisconsin, I am very, very fortunate that I was able to have that experience. So Wisconsin has that very, very fond memory for me. But as we go along, we tend to forget some of the painful ones. The complex that I had with my mother around going to school was pretty painful. I certainly think that just growing up in general and going through the teenage years is always a difficult experience. And try to minimize it as much as I can. It certainly did help shape who I am. And the fact that I chose to become more of a, in the blue-collar work arena rather than the white-collar work arena has shaped my thinking. I certainly, having my experience in the restaurant has exploded my understanding of the restaurant business and the people that work in the restaurants, because, you know, I didn't think about it much, but now I think about it all the time. And every time I go to a restaurant, I'm looking around, looking in the, watching the servers, looking at the, you know, level of cleanliness, the way things are performed, and overriding all of it is just how hard people work in that industry. So I've got a blue collar mentality. I don't have a high education that other members of my family have, but I have to say I understand and how the world works from my point of view as a blue collar experience. And of course, I have a pretty open mind about the possibilities of the way the world works geopolitically and beyond. Quite a bit different than I think the rest of the people in the Crane family. Out of the black sheep, if you will.
I have one last question for you. If you could send a message to your children, future grandchildren, future descendants, what would you say?
Question everything. Take nothing for granted when you're told that the world is the way it is. Question, question, question. Question authority. Don't take it on face value. There's always more to the story. And if I can't impart anything else to my children, it's around that, is be careful that there are forces that don't care about us. And you see, it's very hard today for me to separate that thinking from anything else. And it's all been shaped more rapidly in the last 5 years than it ever has before, because I have the luxury of time that I can study and research. But I try not to be a big bore about it all. I try to modify my enthusiasm a little bit. But with my children, I'm pretty straight with them. And I want them to know that I have no reason, I have no way to gain anything by imparting knowledge to them outside of just letting them live in some level of truth, or at least get the bug to seek truth. Not what we're told necessarily through books or classrooms or on the television, but more about independent research and what makes sense. You know, a lot of what goes on in the world doesn't make a lot of sense until you start researching it, and then it starts to come into clearer focus. So I don't know, long-winded answer, but question. There's a song lyric, I think it's Crosby, Stills, and Nash, it's, "Do you ever question all the answers?" I think that's it.
This is the end of this oral history CD.